Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about papers, please. COVID pass required. Do you believe that is necessary? Do you believe we're headed on the, we're on the fast track for that? Are you in agreement with that when the COVID vaccinations are distributed? Are you going to say yes, line up, and take the vaccination? Love to hear from you. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. What will the COVID pass entail? What would it do? What would it allow you to do? I believe that beyond any shadow of a doubt, it will be enforced in such a way, and we'll talk about this the latter portion of the program, be enforced in such a way that you can't buy, sell, trade, go to a restaurant, go to your medical care, go to the hospital, or have any insurance to cover your medical needs unless you are COVID free. And the only way to know that you're COVID free, according to the movers and shakers today, is having papers that will identify that, called the COVID pass. I just read just a moment ago before the break for the news at the top of the hour, the headline is the New York State Bar passes mandatory COVID-19 vaccination resolution. And it talks about that they're going to require that even of children, and there will be no opportunity to exempt out on a religious exemption, as we have known across America for all of these years. Further, it says, the New York Bar Association put a special recommendation in the resolution to make it mandatory, even if a person or a guardian objects by citing the religious, philosophical, or personal reasons. That's right. A bunch of lawyers just decided for the people of New York State and that your Torah and your Bible means absolutely nothing. What's next? The chip, of course, which is on the agenda for 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you. I made the determination, the decision. I'll not take a vaccination. I'm not going to allow the vaccination to the material to enter my body. There are a lot of people that have come against vaccinations for quite some time now in America because of what it introduces into your physical system and what it can ultimately do to your brain and for other parts of the body that could cause debilities later in life. So I'm against it personally, and I think that it's atrocious. It's absolutely grievous that we know that it's on the fast track where it's going to be forced on all Americans. In fact, Dr. Fauci says this. Fauci finally says whether anti-vaxxers will be forced to get the coronavirus vaccine. Corona vaccines won't be mandatory, Dr. Fauci said, at the time when many Americans are apprehensive about the vaccination in general. Fauci said that he'll cautiously but optimistically that it will be more effective and that COVID vaccine will be approved before the end of 2020. Well, we find that taking place now. He goes further to say the anti-vaxxers movement is already opposing the types of drugs that could save their lives and prevent them from infecting others. Now, Dr. Fauci finally addressed whether or not coronavirus vaccine will be mandated. I don't think we'll ever see mandating of a vaccine, particularly for the general public. Fauci said during a healthcare town hall meeting on Forbes, via Forbes, if someone refuses the vaccine in the general public, you cannot force them to take it. The health expert added that hospitals could implement policies where people that are not vaccinated will not be allowed to be patients in their hospital. Further, he says, the Gallup poll has recently said that more than one-third of Americans are unwilling to get a COVID-19 vaccine. People who refuse vaccinations will still run the risk of infection of the novel coronavirus, which could lead to complications and even death. And it goes further to talk about, but ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is when Anthony Fauci has told the truth, whether you believe that or not, unique thing. He said that they will not be forced, but your hospitals may not allow you to come in. Ladies and gentlemen, let me do a fast forward and we'll come back to it. The vaccination will not be forced by the federal government. The vaccination will be forced via the merchants, the businesses, the professional operations, the restaurants, et cetera, that they will be forced to force you and to force me to accept the vaccination, or you will not be able to enter, or you'll not be able to buy, or you'll not be able to sell. That's where the Revelation chapter 13, 1 through 18 comes into play, where in the last days after the rapture of the church, you'll not be able to buy, sell, trade, open your business, go into a restaurant, go into 7-Eleven, or any place unless you have the COVID pass that will be required to allow you in. You'll not be able to have Medicare, Medicaid. You'll not be able to have regular insurance of any kind. You will not have a doctor that will touch you. You'll not have a hospital that will allow you admittance unless you have the COVID pass, the papers that say that you're COVID-free. That's where we're headed, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know about you, but it's a startling thought to me. But from the Christian standpoint, we ought to rejoice in the realization that what God has given us in His Word, the eschatological prophetic future, we're seeing it unraveled, the stage being set right before our very eyes. I believe we have Don on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you for your detailed research and making the body of Christ aware of things. I agree with what you're saying, and I want to add another aspect.
You're cutting out on us.
Okay, I want to add another aspect to what you're saying. Right. This may be a program in and of itself, but there's a lot of talk about what's called the Great Reset coming. Nations and their economies, or not their economies, but their balance sheets have debt that will never be paid back. The United States, we can never pay back the amount of debt. And so what's coming down the road is a reset, a global economic reset. And I think globalists like Joe Biden and everyone you mentioned before him, presidents that gave into this, that's part of the scenario we've got going on with foreign governments being in charge of our voting machines, with this dominion. It's all setting up for that, and a media that won't tell us the truth, incapable of telling us the truth because they are in on the same end game. So we can smell the sulfur coming in the person of the Antichrist and Satan, and I think that trumpet sound is coming very soon. And you know, it's just going to be the United States is not in Bible prophecy. I think we'll just be absorbed into the world system, no longer be a superpower, no longer be a sovereign nation, and because the United States is not mentioned, and we'll just probably dissolve into the Roman Empire that's coming down the road.
Absolutely, brother. You're right on target, eschatologically, theologically, biblically. You are chronologically correct in what will take place. And just for our listeners' understanding, that ultimate reset, Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada is already talking about the ultimate reset. And I believe the way that reset's going to take place, we're going to see the implosion financially of the stock market in America. And the only thing that's going to be the salvation for the politicians will be what's called Bitcoin, that is the online electronic currency that Nancy Pelosi has been talking about for several years, and one of the new female senators that's just been elected, I believe it's either Nevada or Colorado, I've forgotten which, has just been elected. Her main claim to fame on the 6 o'clock news this morning, she was saying that what she wants to bring to the table is the Bitcoin, that America needs to convert its currency to the Bitcoin, that is online electronic currency. And when that takes place, I don't care what you have in gold or silver, I don't care what you have in greenbacks, it doesn't make any difference how wealthy you are, the federal government then will be able to shut those dollars off at whim and wish. You'll not be able to buy, sell, or trade for no other reason that you won't have currency, because you don't have the solid currency to put your hands on. Therefore, you'll be at the whim and the wish. And that's the way the ultimate global reset will take place, is to have a one world currency. And Bill Gates is the one that already is the mover and shaker behind the scenes on that, along with George Soros. So you're exactly right. And I believe that every listener needs to sit up, be thinking in relationship to where we're going, but not be alarmed at it, but to understand that God's already told us what's going to take place. But we understand that as Christians, we win in the end. Thank you so much for your call and for your input. Have a blessed day. I believe we have another call on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, I'd just like to throw in my two cents there. You're talking about needing to have the mark to get serviced for the medical. That's already here. I am a member. I have insurance through the UF health system. My doctor is UF Health, and I recently went in, and I didn't want to wear a mask. And I said, you know, where I live, mask is not required. Well, it is here, sir. And I pushed it a little bit and tried to be as pleasant as I could. But bottom line, we're going to deny you service, even though you've got a contract with us with insurance and we are your provider. We're going to deny you service unless you put that mask on, sir.
So you're exactly right, and it goes further than that. It goes back to, in fact, some have heard me speak of it on this broadcast. Back in early July, I had an emergency appendicitis, appendix surgery, and in the emergency room, the doctor said they wanted to do a COVID test, and I said, not on me, you're not. And after about 15-minute debate on it, I said, you're not going to violate my constitutional rights. You're not going to stab something up my into my brain and try to determine whether I have COVID or not. I'm here, and you've already told me that if I leave, that my appendix could burst and rupture and that it could kill me. And now you're telling me that unless I have a COVID test, you're not going to treat me? And the physician said, no test, no treatment, and turned and was about to walk away. And the nurse, little nurse named Heather down at Baptist South here at the Baptist Hospital, she said, we need to do the COVID test if you're going to go forward with us treating you. And I said, this is what the COVID test is about. If I test positive, this hospital will get about $40,000 additional funds for me being a patient. They'll get about $11,000 additional funds for the PPE that claims to be needed. And therefore, it's for the benefit of the hospital that you're wanting to force the COVID test. And the doctor said, I'm sorry, we can't do any further treatment unless you have the test. And I said, go ahead with the test. He said, well, it'll take about 2 hours to get the results. I said, no, it won't. You've got the fast turnaround. It'll take about 15 minutes. I'm not going to sit here 2 hours in pain waiting to see what you do. So they came back after about 18 minutes and said, you're COVID-free. It's negative. And the nurse looked kind of forlorn and downcast. I said, you're saddened by that, aren't you? Because you thought you were going to gather about another $50,000, $60,000 for your hospital. I said, that's the whole point of the COVID test. And by the way, that is one of the things that touches on what you've said. I was in there simply as an emergency patient, and I was going to be turned away, rejected unless I had the COVID test. The same thing will be true with the COVID papers. Papers, please, are required. COVID tests required. So to show you're COVID free.
Should we have some legal recourse there?
Oh, absolutely. But what are you going to do, fight the system? I've been in too many places. I was just at my optometrist or the optical shop to get glasses adjusted. He's been preparing glasses and adjusting glasses and grinding lens for me and my family for about 35, 37 years. And walked in the door and sat down and had three customers standing at the counter. And the little lady with tattoos up and down both arms stared at me. And she said, you got to have your mask on. I said, my constitution won't allow it. My physician won't allow it. She says, get out, and screamed again, just get out. And so I sent the owner an email message. I said, after about 35 to 37 years, you've just lost a customer. I'm not going to be treated like a dog on the street and yelled at to get out of your place of business. That's because I didn't want to wear a mask. And that is because we have the whole nation in a state of hysteria and petrification and fear that if we don't wear the mask, then we're out of step with what is required by the government. So
absolutely.
When the
where's
COVID
there,
test,
where's there ambulance chasing attorneys that want to take this on is civil rights.
It's a civil rights issue, but believe me, listen to me very carefully. There are very few, if any, attorneys that's willing to take the case because the pressure is on from a, how would you say, public vantage point. Most people, you walk in a place of business, and I was in Walmart the other day, and I was about one out of about two or three that didn't have a mask on, and those with mask on looking with great disdain and pride, looking over at me like, who are you? Why aren't you dressed properly? You don't have a mask on, was the mindset. It's because the public has bought it hook, line, and sinker.
I always congratulate the fellow I see without a mask. I say, hey, you're a free thinker. Way to go.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's
thank
all
you
I got
so much.
Say.
You're right. So thank you so much for calling. Keep on standing for our Constitution and for our liberties. I told that lady in the optician's office, I said, I'm not a sheeple. I am part of we the people, and I do not bow and bend to the whims and wishes of a false and erroneous system that's going to force me to ruin my health as a result of it. Went on to tell her that Amen, you, with a mask on, you lose about 40% of your oxygen intake, and it can cause anemia. It can cause brain damage. It can cause frailty and even to the point of fainting and falling.
Irregardless, I'm an American. I have that choice to make for myself.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you so much for calling. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, Brother Davis. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir. I was watching the late news last night, and it would do us well to make sure that we get the numbers on the effectiveness of this vaccine, because from what I heard before I went to bed, out of 15 participants, five of them got sick, and they couldn't explain why they got sick. So if you're looking at 100,000 people that will take this vaccine, that's 33,000, well over 33,000 that may get sick and die. So we better make sure that we get the information on this before we volunteer ourselves into something that we can't end up reversing.
Absolutely. In fact, with the one from Moderna, it has a unique formula that goes into the system, and if time will allow, we'll touch on that today, that literally changes the body structure and the DNA in the system. I believe the term is used, the RNA, and we'll talk about that further in the broadcast if time allows today. And it is absolutely antithetical to anything that's called a health benefit to allow a foreign matter to go into the system without any knowledge of what it's going to do. And as I said earlier in the further monologue, that Bill Gates in Nigeria and in all of India, in fact, he's tied up now, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation's tied up in the world court as a result of the murder of literally hundreds of thousands of people in India and Nigeria as a result of the so-called polio vaccine that sterilized most all of the females that took the vaccine, crippled hundreds of thousands of them, and killed millions of them. And as a result of that, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation can't go back in any of those nations with a so-called vaccine. But yet Bill Gates on television recently said that when the vaccine is made available, he wants those in Africa to receive it first and those in the minority backgrounds in America to receive it first. Keep in mind, Bill Gates is eugenist. He already says that we have about 150 million too many people in the world today, and he believes in world population reduction. He is part of the Planned Parenthood agenda of destroying all black people, and that was the mindset of Margaret Sanger that started Planned Parenthood. And Bill Gates falls right in that category, and he will be gleeful and ready and willing to give that vaccination to those that will kill first. And he knows and understands fully that that is the potentiality. I am petrified with the thought of multitudes, if not millions, of Christians and conservative, sane people that will line up and say, I want the vaccination because it's going to protect my health. They've already proven that the mask, for example, does not protect health. 85% of those that have died with COVID-19 were mask wearers, either full-time or part-time mask wearers. There's no empirical evidence on the face of the globe that a mask protects your health. And contrary-wise, it can diminish your health. And I believe the same is true when it comes to the vaccination. But Brother Davis, thank you so much. We need to keep on as Christians looking up, lifting up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Amen. What's on the horizon. Papers, please. COVID pass required. And that's where we're headed in our nation today. Here's the article that I just spoke of with Brother Davis. CDC, 85% of COVID patients always or often wear a mask. And it goes on to talk about the mask wearing does not have any assurance or guarantee that there's going to be anything to be beneficial from it in the end result. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about across America. The states, the stage is being set. The merchants, the politicians, even the multitude of people are gladly, willingly accepting the protection as they feel it is of the vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a political ploy. It is a political ploy to control the nation. Yes, the forced lockdowns, the forced mask mandates are only the precursors to the forced mandate of wearing a mask and the forced mandate of further lockdowns, the forced mandate to receive the vaccination, or you will not be allowed to enter into a restaurant. You'll not be allowed to go to the grocery store. You'll not be allowed any medical care. You will not be allowed hospital care. You will not be allowed even, you may be forbidden, the right to vote if you do not have the COVID pass in the future. That's where we're headed, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe it's time for us to sit up and say no as citizens, as we the people, not sheeple, not slave servants to the dictatorial mindset of those politicians in office and those that are planning on going in office, i.e. Joe Biden. If Joe Biden goes into the office, ladies and gentlemen, all that I've said today will be on fast track. It will be on steroids as to the end result of what will take place in America. We will become sheeple totally. We'll become subject slaves under the domineering leadership of the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party. That's where we're headed. I believe Tom's on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I noticed on the television that Joe Biden, and he was standing in front of a podium, and the podium said it had a round blue circle with gold stars, and it said Office of the President-elect. Are they so stupid to think that we're going to believe there's such an office as the Office of the President-elect? Are they that dumb, Dr. Youngblood?
It's postulating power. It's postulating his election as he sees it, and he wants the world to see that he has position and power and authority. Yes, there's no such thing, no such thing in the history of America as the office of president-elect. No such thing as that whatsoever. And yet all of the talking heads on television, even Fox News, refer to him as president-elect Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing as the office of president-elect. There's no seal that has ever been invented or manufactured for the office of president-elect as is now being postulated. It is absolutely sad to understand that we have that being perpetrated in multitudes believing and calling him the president-elect. You're exactly right, Tom.
One other question. Dr. Youngblood, are you saying that regardless if Pfizer or whoever comes up with a vaccine, you personally aren't going to take it?
Absolutely, unequivocally, I will not take it.
Okay, because that's going to be my stand also then, because you just don't know what's in it, do you?
Do not know what's in it, and I believe that even though President Trump was right in his warp speed, as he called it, with the push to get something out, he was doing that, I believe, because being pushed by Anthony Fauci and Dr. Birx and Dr. Tedros of the World Health Organization, and I believe the deception was so indelibly placed in his mind that he felt that he had to do something, and so either one or both, I believe they will literally start delivering both of them the latter part of the year and the first of next year, and I believe it will be the one that is the Moderna that will be pushed the hardest because of the storage requirements for the Pfizer vaccine. So therefore, I believe that we're on the fast track for it, and I believe that people will be duped into believing that it's required, it's necessary, and believe that somehow, some way, they've got to do it, just as they have fought the lockdown without retaliating, that everybody, all of the citizens have received and accepted the mask mandate. I call it the masquerade. Even here in Duval County with our mayor that keeps every 30 days renewing the masquerade. I've sent him text after text and email asking, when will the masquerade end? Of course, he doesn't even respond to it. But, Tom, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh, the scripture says. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article. Michigan governor, up to 6 months in prison if businesses do not surveil their customers. Listen, this sets the stage of what I'm talking about. Businesses are being put in a position, that is professional businesses, restaurants and other organizations and operations, restaurants and professional operations are put in a position that if you do not surveil the customers, if you don't take the temperature, if you do not require a COVID pass in the future, that your business license will be summarily taken. Michigan governor up to 6 months in prison if businesses do not surveil their customers. Like many other businesses in Michigan, bars and restaurants and all others will be required to take names and contact information to support effective contact tracing if necessary to release the information. And it goes further to talk about their further orders from the witch in Michigan that is the governor there that's defying the Supreme Court of Michigan and continue to carry out her draconian executive orders, forcing the people to become sheeple and simply to bow to what she is demanding. Here's an article that says the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said Sunday on CNN in the State of the Union that it will still be necessary to social distance and to wear mask even after the vaccination is available. Hear me. Listen to what I'm saying. He is saying that even when we take the vaccination, we, those that take it, even when the vaccination is delivered, you'll still be required to social distance. You'll still be required to wear the mask, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's no end to the control factor, and it's designed to control. In fact, here's an article that says Gallup poll says fewer than half the people likely will comply with the COVID-19 lockdowns in the future. Over half, ladies and gentlemen, are already saying now, and it's finally some folks are waking up. Finally, some of our citizens are realizing that we ought not to be sheeple. We ought not to be peasants. We ought not to be subjects, that we need to stand up and speak up. Fewer than half say that they will adhere to any further lockdowns when it comes into play. Here's an article that says Biden advisors call for a lockdown. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden's advisors are saying that when he goes in office, there's going to be an immediate lockdown, 100% lockdown of everything that is open, every business, every church, every organization, lockdown for 4 to 6 weeks. And at the same time saying that the federal government then is going to replenish the bank accounts, is going to pay off everything that's needed for every human being, for every business. Ladies and gentlemen, the federal government's printing $80 billion of fiat phony money every 30 days now. That's over $1 trillion a year. How long can America last financially before there's a total implosion? And I believe it's that type of implosion that will cause the transition to the Bitcoin, that is the online electronic financial medium, where it will take the place of gold or silver or greenbacks, et cetera, et cetera. And that's how there will be the total change that will take place, where there is the total control factor. It will be through the financing and through the monetary system, as well as the forced requirement for the COVID vaccination. Here's an article that says, expert says states' Thanksgiving gathering guidelines are right on the money. Ladies and gentlemen, this past April, our Easter celebrations were canceled across America by the dictatorial, domineering blue state governors that would not allow the churches to be open for Easter. Now they're putting on the fast track that Thanksgiving and Christmas will be off the calendar. In fact, in the state of California, the governor there, Governor Newsom, has said that you cannot have more than six people for Thanksgiving. Those six must be for your immediate household. You cannot have others, even grandma, grandpa, brothers and sisters that's outside of your household cannot come in. If you have that six present, you must eat outside, and you must have it a maximum of 2-hour gathering together. That's setting the dictatorial control, further setting the stage, further grooming society that we're willing to accept the COVID vaccination when it comes. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that the time is close, the day is near, when the rapture of the church is going to take place. When the rapture of the church takes place, the Antichrist, the man of sin, the lawless one, will step on the stage, and ladies and gentlemen, that will be the ultimate nirvana that so many have looked for. That's the one world government. That's the one world global system that the Antichrist will rule over. And it will make all of the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic, Communist Party happy to be part of that. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.